Welcome to this Thanksgiving holiday version of our Politics in Review podcast. As expected, following Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy's retirement announcement, veteran at-large U.S. Representative Peter Welch, also a Democrat, announced that he will run for the Senate. Mr. Welch is not expected to draw much opposition for the open seat, considering his at-large House district is also a statewide constituency. His open congressional seat, however, could become a competitive race, and certainly so in the Democratic primary. Republicans are in trouble in the open Pennsylvania Senate race. Their leading candidate, Iraq War veteran Sean Parnell, who carried former President Donald Trump's endorsement, dropped out of the race after losing a contentious child custody battle opposite his ex-wife. Democrats now become clear favorites, at least for the short term, to convert this Republican seat. Doing so may provide them an outright majority if no other state were to switch parties. As she promised when running for re-election in 2020, 15-term veteran Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, a Democrat from Dallas, Texas, announced that she will retire at the end of the current term. Ms. Johnson is the House Science Committee Chair. Prior to her 30 years of service in Congress, she was elected for 10 non-consecutive years to the Texas Legislature. Also in the House, Ohio and Georgia joined the ranks of states completing their redistricting processes. The Ohio Republican legislature passed a map that may increase their already lopsided advantage in the delegation, though two Democratic seats and one Republican will be very competitive in next year's election. The Georgia legislative majority passed a map that changed Democratic Representative Lucy McBath's Atlanta suburban district back to favoring the GOP. Her response to the action, however, was a surprise. Upon passage of the new map, Ms. McBath immediately announced that she will oppose fellow Democrat Carolyn Bordeaux in the state's new and much more Democratic 7th District, another suburban Atlanta seat adjacent to her own. The unanticipated move sets up a major Democratic congressional primary on May 24th. In Texas, actor Matthew McConaughey says he will soon announce whether or not he will run for governor next year. A new University of Texas at Tyler survey conducted for the Dallas Morning News finds Republican Governor Greg Abbott leading Mr. McConaughey, an independent, and former U.S. Representative and presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, 37-27-26%, respectively. If McConaughey were opposing Abbott one-on-one, he would lead the incumbent governor 43-35, and by a margin of 49-37%, the poll respondents would be more likely to support McConaughey than O'Rourke. It's quite common for celebrities to poll well against established politicians, but their support often fades when the campaign begins for real. It is probable the same will happen in this Texas contest should McConaughey enter, but it's likely he will soon announce that he is not going to run for governor after all. We'll know shortly. The Texas candidate filing deadline is December 13th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.